This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, December 7th. Well, yesterday in the cattle markets, both lives and feeders ran into some pressure early in the session, but they managed to bounce back and not quite giving us that confirmation of the outside day lower yesterday in feeders as the markets actually reversed back up. So we're still chopping around, still holding some support levels from the breakouts of mid-October. Those swing highs, the market has come back down. We're testing those on the January contract, and the market so far is holding together okay. So we'll see where this takes us, but you know, my opinion has been that the markets will be turning, or have probably turned already, and will be working their way lower through the rest of December and into the first quarter of next year. In live cattle, the markets there were basically, again, similar story to feeders, where they started out just a bit weaker but managed to reverse back up. So we didn't quite get those confirmations of the outside day lower or the reversals down in live cattle. Cash trade was pretty quiet yesterday, of course, it usually is on Monday, but box beef values were lower. Choice was down 183 at 273, select down 79 cents at 258. The spread was down 104 at 1468, movement 116 loads. Slaughter rate saw 122,000 head moved. That was 1,000 more than a week ago and 3,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down $1.15. We're sitting at 160.43. So the front month January feeders at 164.72 are quite overvalued compared to what the cash index is. So we'll see if we get more continuation to the downside on the index. That certainly would be a negative drag on the feeder cattle market. In addition, watching closely the weather going on in South America and its impact on corn production in southern Brazil and Argentina. If that starts to take off, then I think you're going to see just one more element of bearishness coming in for the feeder cattle. But so far, even though we've had these major reversals here a week and a half ago or so, we had some confirmation of that. The market seemed to be holding at the first level of support. So we'll have to see if we turn south here again, but I do think that we have started that next leg down. We're just not really into that momentum yet, so we have to be careful that if we're holding the first level of support, perhaps this market's going to snap back and retest these highs. I don't think it will, but we'll just have to see how that plays out. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.